News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pratik Ritsin Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The nationwide tally of confirmed coronavirus cases crossed the 1,000 mark and the death toll reached 27 on Sunday, even as the central government ordered the sealing of all state and district borders to check community transmission of the deadly virus by migrant workers and asked those having already left to be quarantined for 14 days. Delhi alone reported 23 fresh positive cases, taking its count to 72, while more people tested positive in adjoining Noida, as also in Maharashtra and Bihar, among other states. The new cases included a SpiceJet pilot with no history of international travel, as well as a doctor and a junior commissioned officer in the Indian Army. The colonel rank doctor is serving at the command hospital in Kolkata, while the JCO is posted at an army base in Dehradun. Sources said the army has traced all those who have come in contact with the two persons and the duo has been quarantined. The two are understood to have visited an army facility near the national capital earlier this month. The total number of positive cases has increased by 106 in the last 24 hours to reach 1,024. And 8 more persons died in this period to take the nationwide toll to 27, according to the latest official figures released by the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. As the 21-day lockdown entered its 5th day, the exodus of migrant workers from big cities continued, with people desperate to return to their villages after being left jobless, and many of them without food or shelter. Charitable organizations, volunteers, religious institutions and government bodies, including the Railway Protection Force, fed tens of thousands across the nation, but many more remained outside the safety net. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his Mann Ki Baat radio broadcast, sought the nation's forgiveness for the hardships caused by the lockdown, saying it was necessary because the country was fighting a battle between life and death. However, he expressed confidence that we will definitely win the battle against the coronavirus menace and praised the frontline workers as well as countless workers delivering the essential services. The government announced some more exemptions to the lockdown by allowing movement of all goods, irrespective of those being in essential or non-essential categories. But a panic-like situation emerged due to the mass exodus of migrant workers from various parts of the country, including Delhi, Maharashtra and Kerala, where a large number of people came out of relief camps and demanded being allowed to go back to their homes. A migrant worker reportedly died of heart attack in Uttar Pradesh after walking more than 200 kilometers on the way to his hometown in Madhya Pradesh from Delhi. Hundreds of migrant workers also gathered again near the Anand Vihar terminus near the Delhi-UP border, hoping to board buses to their villages, but were turned back by police. Large numbers were seen walking in groups on highways and even on railway tracks. Within days of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's announcement of the 21-day nationwide lockdown on Tuesday to check the spread of the coronavirus pandemic, Kerala has seen 9 deaths, not due to the infection but because of the non-availability of alcohol. These include 7 cases of suicide, 1 cardiac arrest and 1 who died after consuming aftershave lotion. The southern state with over 200 COVID-19 cases had reported only a single death caused by the virus till Sunday. But the closure of all liquor outlets, including bars, hotels and toddy shops, has brought a different sort of tragedy. Police said the first deaths for want of alcohol happened on Friday, with Sanoj from Thrissur and Murali from Kochi taking the extreme step. This was followed by the suicides of Vigil from Kannur, Biju and Suresh from Kollam and Vasu of Kochi all on Saturday, and Krishnan Kutti from Thiruvananthapuram reported on Sunday. A 46-year-old man who jumped from a building for the same reason on Sunday is undergoing treatment at a government hospital in Kottayam. Naushad from Kayamkulam lost his life on Saturday after he consumed shaving lotion when liquor was unavailable, while Muralidharan Achari from Kollam died on Sunday of cardiac arrest when he couldn't find a bottle of alcohol. According to the Kerala Mental Health Survey 2018, there are about 50,000 men suffering from alcohol-related problems. Moreover, nearly 10,000 to 15,000 of them may develop serious problems like alcohol withdrawal fits, hallucinations and depression. The number of deaths in a couple of days endorses the projections available from the survey. said Dr. C.J. John, a senior psychiatrist. Chief Minister Pinaray Vijayan on Saturday said those who could not do without liquor daily would soon have the opportunity to avail themselves of a fixed quota of legal alcohol from the excise department with a medical testimonial from a qualified doctor. The ban on the sale of liquor during the lockdown is creating a host of social problems in the state, he said. However, the Indian Medical Association and Kerala Government Medical Officers Association have rejected the government's suggestion in this regard. The IMA has criticized the left government's plan to supply liquor to alcohol addicts based on doctors' prescription, saying it was not scientific. IMA State President Dr. Abraham Verghese said those showing withdrawal symptoms should be provided scientific treatment, which can be given at homes or by giving medicines after admitting them to hospitals. The move to supply liquor to such people cannot be accepted on scientific grounds. Doctors have no legal liability to give prescription to get them liquor, he said, adding a liquor prescription may even result in the cancellation of the license of the medical practitioner. Thomas Schäfer, the finance minister of Germany's Hesse state, has committed suicide, apparently after becoming deeply worried over how to cope with the economic fallout from the coronavirus, state premier Volker Bouffier said on Sunday. Schäfer, 54, was found dead near a railway track on Saturday. The Wiesbaden prosecution's office said they believe he died by suicide. We are in shock, we are in disbelief, and above all, we are immensely sad, Bouffier said in a recorded statement. Hesse is home to Germany's financial capital, Frankfurt, where major lenders like Deutsche Bank and Commerzbank have their headquarters. The European Central Bank is also located in Frankfurt. A visibly shaken Bouffier recalled that Schäfer, who was Hesse's finance chief for over 10 years, had been working day and night to help companies and workers deal with the economic impact of the pandemic. Today we have to assume that he was deeply worried, said Bouffier, a close ally of Chancellor Angela Merkel. It's precisely during this difficult time that we would have needed someone like him, he added. Popular and well-respected, Schäfer had long been touted as a possible successor to Bouffier. Like Bouffier, Schäfer belonged to Merkel's center-right CDU party. He leaves behind a wife and two children. As President Donald Trump looks for ways to restore normalcy in parts of the U.S., his foremost infection disease expert says the country could experience more than 100,000 deaths and millions of infections from the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci, speaking on CNN's State of the Union on Sunday, offered his prognosis as the federal government weighs rolling back guidelines on social distancing in areas that have not been as hard hit by the outbreak at the conclusion of the nationwide 15-day effort to slow the spread of the virus. I would say between 100,000 and 200,000 cases, he said, correcting himself to say he meant deaths. We are going to have millions of cases, but he added, I don't want to be held to that because the pandemic is such a moving target. About 125,000 cases of COVID-19 in the US had been recorded as of Sunday morning, with over 2,100 dead. It is certain that many more have the disease, but their cases have not been reported. 1 in 3 Americans remain under state or local government orders to stay at home to slow the spread of the virus, with schools and businesses closed and public life upended. Dr. Deborah Birx, head of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said parts of the country with few cases so far must prepare for what's to come. No state, no metro area will be spared, she said on NBC's Meet the Press. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.